When we were in the book of Matthew, we saw that the gates of hell would not prevail against the assembly. Now, I don't know how you feel about that, but when I read that verse, I like to think of Ephesians 5, that there's coming a day, dear young people, with all the divisions that are around us today, that we're going to be taken up, and all the divisions are going to be left here. And the Lord Jesus, think of the moment of glory that he's going to present the assembly to himself, an assembly that does not have a spot or a wrinkle. What a wonderful thing. But this verse in Matthew has alerted me to the fact that from the beginning, Satan would attack. Now, if you've ever studied any kind of warfare or been involved where there is war, you will know that the enemy always goes for the foundation. Amos talked much about a foundation a while ago. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The enemy will attack the foundation. If he's not able to attack the foundation, he comes in as he did in chapter 5 of this book. And I'm only mentioning these things that we understand. There was a book that was written a long time ago when I was a kid. Satan is alive and well on earth. He's busy. So Ananias and Sapphira were two believers. And they saw all this work was going on. They owned land. Others were selling that land and giving the money to the Lord. This is the first real attack in this book of the Acts. So they had their possessions and they went down, however they sold in that day. They sold the land and they came in. And privately, they stuck part of it in their pocket. But they gave the impression to everyone else that we have sold this land and given it all the money to the Lord. We remember what happened. The Lord took them home immediately. Okay? Here in this chapter, here comes this man. And I don't think that we should leave this without looking and seeing that you're going to see this in local assemblies. You're going to see people who carry Bibles, who are dressed nice, they look nice, and their heart is dark. This is what happened here. Simon looked very good. You got to understand that. He looked very good. But we had this little clue right at the beginning that he was looking at something. He was looking at these miracles. In verse 13 in particular, miracles and signs he was looking for. Do you know why he was looking at that? Because he had been identified with the powers of a fallen world. Sorcery, witchcraft, that is what he had been involved in. And he looked at this new thing and he thought, my, this is wonderful. I need to get involved in this. And so he does. Apparently, it looks like he does. It said that himself believed. And it says, and when Simon saw in verse 18, that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit was given. Ah, I can buy that. He offered them money. Oh my goodness. You mean Satan is right here, right in the middle of where we see this extension going. They've said the work initially beginning in Jerusalem, now extending over here to the Samaritans. And we want to realize that the borders, the walls between Jews and the Gentiles or the others were walls that were built by the Lord himself. He is the one that broke down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, to making himself of twain one new man. That's what we want to see. But don't be surprised when you see the enemy working. He's against you. He's here. He's in every assembly. He will discourage. He'll do anything he can to keep the testimony from going forward. We have to look to the Lord, as the disciples did here, to reveal what we can't see.
So it's let's just recap what was said, okay? Now, remember, we were taking a tour. We are took the aerial view of that big, great entity. You know, we were just looking at it from Matthew chapter 16. And we saw in Acts chapter 2, the Spirit of God came. And that big, wonderful, fascinating, fantastic building. A genius that thought of it and put it together. Spirit of God came down. Now, we landed. Are you with me now? We're going to land in Jerusalem. We landed in Jerusalem and we saw a locality where the Lord added believers that repented, people that repented and became believers, and he added them. And we are in that locality now looking at that. Four things characterize them. Now we're going to take off again. Now, are you with me? We're going to take off and we're going to go up in the air a little bit. We see still the great building. And then we land in Samaria. Two things I want you to remember. Okay, two things. Number one, the Samaritan. Brother Tony touched on that and Brother Chris. That's number one. The Samaritan. Who are they? That's number one. The point number two, why does Peter and John have to go there? Philip. Wasn't Philip good enough? I mean, he preached the word. People got saved. People got baptized too. I mean, things are really going on. Why do we need Peter and John to go through Jerusalem there? Are you with me now? So we are in Samaria now. So we need to understand a little bit about those Samaritans. You know, they are unique people a little bit. Somehow weird. Okay? You know what they did? Their history goes back. I want you to write that down. And I want you to read it at your leisure time. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 24. You read from, that's their history, their background. What kind of people are the Samaritans? And by the way, I think it was mentioned a couple of times, the Jews hated the Gentile. But when it came to the Samaritan, not only that they hated them, they despised them. You know what he said to the Lord Jesus once? You're a Samaritan. And you have the devil. They hated. If you want to really like call somebody name. Okay. Like if I'm mad at Andrew here. I want to call him a bad name. You're a Samaritan. You know. That's a real insulting. What is the problem with the Samaritan? Don't walk around calling your friend Samaritan. What is the problem with the Samaritan? Here is their problem. They like to do things their own way. So they take some from here. And some from there. And make a system. Listen to me. In 2 Kings chapter 17, they came from everywhere. And they said, well, you know, we're going to worship the Lord. If you want to write down, it's verse 33. And we want going to worship our idols. We're just going to make our own system. We don't need anybody to tell us what to do. We'll make it. So we'll take some from here, and we'll take some from there, and we'll make up something. You see it today, right? People take things from this part and that part and mix it up together, and we are all happy. We're going to tolerate everything, right? We're going to tolerate everything. We're going to just make a united something. We'll bring everybody together. After all, we are worshiping the same God, right? That's just the problem with the Samaritan. So that's their origin. That's their history. But the Lord was watching because he's the building. He said, hold on a second. They are saved now. They're going to say to themselves, we can handle that. We did it with Judaism. We make up our own system. That's the danger. So what the Spirit of God does, he brings Peter and John. Who are Peter and John, by the way? What? They are what? What is their official title?
Apostles.
Apostles. Wonderful. They are apostles. Why is he sending apostles? Because apostle is a send one on the behalf of somebody to authenticate something. So he sent an apostle. Because it's got to be an official now to say, listen, Jerusalem, the local assembly in Jerusalem, and the local assembly in Samaria, they are the same thing. Different people. Maybe they speak different language. Maybe they look different. Maybe they dress different. That's fine and well. But the basic fundamental thing is the same. So if I go to New York, or if I go to Bluefield, or if I go to Niagara, or if I go to France or Germany,
in those localities, it doesn't matter. They speak different language. They dress different. They might have the meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning. But you know what? It's the same thing. So Samaritan, the problem with them is that they like to mix things up. The Spirit of God guard against that. Number two, so they would not be independent. Write down this word. The Spirit of God sent Peter and John, who are an apostle, to make that link between Jerusalem and what? What are we talking about here? Which city? Which town? Jerusalem and Samaria. One more time. Jerusalem and Samaria. So we're linking them together now. So now we're going to take off again. So we landed in Jerusalem and we saw a local assembly. The fundamental basis, everything is the Scripture and the Spirit of God. We took off and we landed in Samaria. The same thing again. The Spirit of God is there, conducting the whole thing. The apostle gave the right hand of fellowship, saying, we are all together, and we're going to take off again and go to another place.